Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're live on the air right now. Keep listening. You'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience freedom and true life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if there's something you'd like to talk about on this edition of Basic Gospel, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377, where the lines are wide open right now. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Basic Gospel is this: Christ died for our sins. He was buried, raised again on the third day so that you and I could experience life everlasting. But even in receiving that good news, we go through trials and tribulations, and we hurt, and we experience all types of pain and suffering and anguish in this world. And sometimes when those circumstances hit us, we start crying out and wondering, where in the world is God? Did he just abandon me during this particular circumstance? And the answer is no. God is right there for you. He is right there in the midst of your circumstance, and he is loving you. And if you will just open up your arms and receive what he has for you, you'll be able to learn to rise above those circumstances. Right. But on today's program, we want to talk more about how to overcome the pains of life, how to get to the other side with a measure of peace in our hearts and rest for our souls. And you may be going through an adverse circumstance right now, something very difficult, trying, overwhelming to you. But let me tell you, there's hope. Just fascinated by some of the gospel stories. Jesus shows up and he's performing these miracles, and word starts to spread. And because of that word, hope starts to spread as well. And there's this great deal in Matthew 4:24, news about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill, those suffering severe pain, those having seizures, paralyzed, and he healed them. Something about Jesus struck the people back in that day. It gave them a sense of hope, and they brought all of their afflictions to Christ. And the same is true today. And, you know, we can't be guaranteed that all of our illnesses will be healed and the circumstances will change. But what Jesus does guarantee is this: if we will come unto him, those of us who are weary and burdened, he will give us rest. We will find peace for our souls. That's what really needs healed, is these souls of ours. And that healing is found in Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
If you're struggling today, if you came out of a struggle, you know others that are struggling, we want to talk with you today. Call us right now, 1-800-677-9377. There is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the good news of this gospel. We can come to him, all of us who are weary and burdened, and the promise is rest and peace.
Absolutely.
For our souls.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and the lines are wide open. We want to hear from you right now, 1-800-677-9377. Want you to be part of the conversation, so come on in, 1-800-677-9377. Give us a call. In the meantime, guys, a question from Jay, who writes to us through the Internet from Illinois. Says, does being equally yoked pertain just to our spouses, or does it include our friends, coworkers, and our employer? I have never worked for a Christian company in the 30 years that I've been employed. So how does that pertain, guys?
Well, it's talking about partnership, really, in that context. If you're an employee of a company, you're just working for that company. You have come on board to do a specific job and returned for that job. They have promised a certain rate of pay. And so there's an agreement there. That's not necessarily a partnership. There are partnerships. Say you want to start a business and you go into partnership with someone else. I think that particular passage about being equally yoked is an important passage in that regard, because you're not going to be on the same page if you're not both brothers in Christ. So I think it has broader application than just than just marriage.
Yeah. I would think it would have application as well to a marriage in which there is a great divergence in spiritual belief.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's where we utilize it most, apply it most, is in marriage. Mm-hmm. Don't be unequally yoked as far as the person you get married to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it can expand out a little bit beyond that. So yeah, I think it's vitally important to realize that those that you want to get in partnership with, that you're all on the same page, that you're working together for the same,
right,
the same goal and serving the same God. And mm-hmm. that's why, you know, we encourage those who have been blessed by this ministry to contribute back to the ministry.
Sure.
We want to be in partnership together with those who have really been impacted by the basic gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as we, you know, work together and partner together in sharing this good news, we see God doing incredible things in that regard.
Yeah.
If you're at odds with one another, it just
doesn't work.
Yeah. Raises a lot of problems.
Yeah. Well, again, 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, so give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
And just a reminder, yesterday we had Andrew Farley on the broadcast, just a wonderful, wonderful discussion about how God can heal the hurts and pains of life. And he and Bart Millard, the lead singer of Mercy Me, wrote a book together called The Hurt and the Healer, same title as their number one song, The Hurt and the Healer, for Mercy Me. But it is a wonderful, wonderful resource, a wonderful book. We want to put it in your hands. And this is our way of saying thank you to all those who support the broadcast. If you would like to make a contribution, help this ministry reach out with the healing power of God's love and grace, then we want to send this to you. And all
sure.
the information on how to do that is at our website, basicgospel.net.
Or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828.
Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Regine. Hi, Regine.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are more than welcome. How can we help you today?
I have a two-part question.
Okay.
Or I actually need help. I'm married for like 43 years. And my husband passed away like 3 months ago, and we did everything together. I just have a very hard time dealing with it, and I have cataracts in my eyes, and I would like some healing for that. I have surgery for next month, but my one eye is totally blind, and I'm just having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I know there is a God, believe me, I am. I have a little Bible study at night, and I try to learn from there, and I want the Word of God in me all the time. Well, I have a hard time dealing with my husband.
Yeah. Regina, I understand that. My mom and dad were married for 43 years as well. And my dad passed away. And, you know, as a son, it was very difficult to watch my mom. And mm-hmm. there was nothing that I can do. No one can step into your husband's shoes and take his place. Y'all were one in spirit, one in body. Y'all were partners. Y'all were in union, one with another, and there's no one that can step into those shoes. I don't know if you have family around, children, friends.
No, I don't have children, but my husband and I were just part of everything.
Yeah.
Together. I mean, we went out yeah. all the time. We did shopping together, no
yeah.
matter what we did. We did it together. And 5 years ago, my husband had a stroke. And from the stroke, he got dementia, and I wanted to bring him home and take care of him, and I did. Took him to an alternative doctor, and he was getting better, and I was blessed to have him 5 more years, and I know that I was blessed that God gave him and me together. We were married in church, and that we did have 43 beautiful years.
Yeah.
There was just so much more we wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, Regina, like I said, I understand that. You know, I just having seen my mom go through that. And what I will tell you that, you know, you're going to go through a grief process, and you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. And what we decided as a family when my dad passed away suddenly was that we weren't going to try to pretend. We weren't going to try to be something other than what we were. And so if mom was having a tough day, she cried, and she called us, and she cried on the phone, and we let her cry, and all of that when we were having tough days, same type deal. But I watched my mom over time just have her heart comforted by the love of God. It's not a magic wand that takes away the pain instantly, but it is real, and your heart will be comforted. 10 years from now, you're going to have a day where you cry because you miss your husband. But I think those times can be a great reminder to you as well for all the years that you had together, and an opportunity to thank the Lord for putting the two of you together in such a wonderful union called marriage.
Yes.
So, you know, just let God's love comfort you through this process. Know that there's going to be pain. You're already experiencing that. I know you feel alone, but you have Jesus Christ right there with you. And pray each day that God would open up your eyes and your spiritual senses so that you can feel the presence of God in a special way.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Regine, let us put you on hold. I have a friend, a lady friend, who has recently gone through the loss of her husband, and I think that it would be good if you could talk with her, and she could.
That would be
could,
wonderful, but yeah. I also wanted prayer for my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just pray for that as well. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you and ask for whatever is going on in our particular situations. And we certainly pray for Regine, that you would comfort her heart, that you would extend your compassion to her in such a way that she feels it, that she senses it, and that she's truly comforted by your very presence. We also lift up to you a situation with her eyes, her upcoming cataract surgery. I pray that you would be in that process and do according to your will. Heal her and enable her to see. I know there's probably fear and anxiety and all of those things that are going on. And I just pray that you would protect her mind, protect her heart, and give her the peace that she needs as she goes through this. And we will trust you with the good results. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And, Regine, we're going to let Steve pick you up and get your phone number, and we will be back in contact with you. Okay?
Okay, that's wonderful.
Okay, thanks for your call,
Regine.
Thanks for sharing your heartache. And
yeah.
We'll just continue to pray for God's comfort, okay? You hold
on. Somebody's going to call me, they said?
Yes.
You hang on. Somebody's going to pick right up with you, and we'll get your information, and we will get this person in contact with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, you hold on.
Great.
Well, let's go to Sellersburg, Indiana, and talk with Trish. Hi, Trish.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Well, it's questioning God, and I know you're not supposed to. That's what I was always told, but had a very young friend that she got killed in a car accident at 27 years old this Saturday, and she was trying to turn her life around. She got custody of her daughter, and bam, you know, there she goes. She's gone. And my daughter, she's questioning. She's older, like 40 years old. But what do you tell somebody like that? And she told me today, she says, Mom, I'm not even questioning religion. And honestly, I didn't know what to say because I have just Saturday since this happened. It's just overwhelmed me and kind of made me question, too. What can you say about this?
Well, Trish, you know, that's the question we all ask. That's why, you know, our topic this last couple of days is so relevant, because we all hurt. Mm-hmm. We all go through tragic situations. There's no one that you will talk to and that you will meet that hasn't had some measure of pain in their lives. For some, it's more hurtful than others. But we all hurt. We all go through trials and tribulations, and we all ask why. God, if you love me, why are you allowing this stuff to happen? What your daughter is asking. That's what you're asking. That's what I've asked. We all ask that. All ask that question. And, you know, the answer is we're not going to know the whys. We're not going to know the whys and the wherefores. We're just going to have to come to the point and say, this is what happened. Is God real in the midst of it? Can I turn to him? Can I trust him? Can I rely on him for strength, for comfort, for peace in the midst of this circumstance? And the answer to that is yes, you can. Jesus Christ came into this world to rescue us from sin and death and to give us hope in the midst of this evil, dark world that we live in. I mean, sin is here, death is here, diseases are here. But in the midst of that, we have an anchor for our souls, and his name is Jesus Christ. And we can turn to him, we can rely upon him, and we know that some point in the future, all these pains, all these sorrows, all of these tears are going to be wiped away once and forever. And we will experience exactly what God originally intended when he created Adam and Eve so many years ago. So we're going to experience some suffering. We're going to experience some pain. But as Paul wrote, that doesn't compare to the future glory that we're going to experience in Christ. So we need to allow that hope to anchor us today and help us to look to God in the midst of our pain and suffering. And when we do, we gain a new perspective. Our minds start to change. That's called the renewing of the mind. We understand that God loves us, that he truly cares for us, and that he's interested and that he is actively working to cause all these things to work together for our good. And when we realize all of that, then we can say thank you in the midst of the pain that we're going through. And the world looks at that and thinks we're nuts. But we can say it genuinely because we know God genuinely loves us.
Yeah. And never hesitate to go right straight to God and say, what's going on? I mean, he's not going to be intimidated by anything that we complain about. What he's going to do is love you. Don't complain to somebody else about what God is doing. Take it right straight to him. And if you have to stand out in your backyard and shake your fist at the sky, then do so and say, Lord, make it clear to me. And he will.
Trish, let me do this.
You know, and you know what else is great? She is probably, in a better place. She's better off than all of us. It's just you see someone try that has tried so hard and been so young, and you sometimes just question that, and everything that you said is true. I agree. It's just the loss. It's just hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But in Christ, that's not an end. Death is not an end. And you just never know what somebody's life would have been like here. So you have to look at it and say God knows best, and we're gonna
sure
trust
he
that.
Does.
Well, let me do this,
and
Trish.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, let me do this, Trish. We have a wonderful resource called The Hurt and the Healer. By Bart Millard, the lead singer of Mercy Me, and Andrew Farley. Let me send that to you. I think you can read it and then pass it on to your daughter. I think it'll be a great help, and will help answer some of these questions that you have, okay?
Thanks so much, and I love you guys. I listen to you every day as soon as I get off work and on my way to home. So I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Trish. Thanks for your call today, and let me put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll send you a copy of this book.
Thanks.
You are welcome.
Well, Bob, as you were saying, fear, loneliness, broken homes, broken hearts. You know, we all hurt. We all need healing, but where do we find it? Well, as you were saying, Bart Millard's and Andrew Farley's book, The Hurt and the Healer, shows the way. And we want to let our listeners know, anybody that is going through these things and would like to also be a part of the support of the ministry called Basic Gospel, The Hurt and the Healer is yours for a gift of any amount. Simply go to basicgospel.net, or you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours right now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And a lot of times, you know, we hurt. And we really don't know how to get relief and how to get help, even as Christians. And yeah. I think Bart's story that he shares in this particular book it really resonates and really connects, because, you know, as the lead singer of Mercy Me, the most popular Christian band on the planet, everybody looks to you and thinks you have it all together. But Bart's story was that he didn't have it together at all. He didn't know the answers. He didn't know how the grace of God could truly bring healing for his soul and enable him to experience peace. So his testimony is that he just faked it. You know, folks would ask him, you know, questions, and he would give the answers that he thought they wanted to hear, but they weren't real to him. And finally, he came to grips with the grace of God. He came to grips with the fact that Jesus had taken away all of his sins. He came to grips with the fact that Jesus Christ had declared him to be righteous in his sight and had come to live inside of him. And all of that changed Bart. It changed his whole relationship with Christ and enabled him to experience true healing for his soul and to experience the peace of God that had been eluding him for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it's changed his ministry as well. It's changed what he's saying to people at concerts and the lyrics that he's writing in his songs. And so we have to come to grips, just like Bart did and just like so many have already done, with the power of God's grace and the reality of God's grace and exactly what God's grace is. And when we do, we can truly experience healing for our souls, as Jesus said there in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden." If you are burdened, you have a place to go, a person to go to. His name is Jesus Christ. So often we go to churches and we get disappointed, but that's not the call of Scripture. The call of Scripture from the mouth of Jesus is, "Come unto me." He is the one that can calm our hearts and renew our minds and give us peace and allow us to rise above our circumstances and to live victoriously in this world of darkness. I think this is the greatest news that's been ever given to man. And boy, we have an opportunity to walk in it, to live it, and to experience the victory that Jesus Christ won for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. The grace of God is the healing agent in all of our lives. Respond to it, receive it, you will be changed.
Sounds like basic gospel to me, Bob.
Yes, indeed.
That's why we are here every day, to proclaim the basic gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ, his birth, his death, his resurrection. As we close today's broadcast, we ask you to remember that Basic Gospel is supported only through your prayers and gifts. And now for the remainder of this month, and to say thanks to you for your generous support in any amount, we're going to send you a copy of this book that we've been talking about, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. Where is God when I'm hurting? When a child is gravely ill? When a loved one dies? When there's a serious hurtful conflict at home or on the job? When things are literally falling apart all around us? The Hurt and the Healer points the way to true healing, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Available online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer. Don't miss it. That's basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828. And if you use social media, we hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. Well, guys, again, a pleasure to work with you and a privilege for us to be here every day sharing the good news from the Lord Jesus Christ into the lives of our listeners. Now for Bob and Richard and the entire ministry staff, Bob Davis saying, God bless you and have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.